I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's religious freedom violations recently took the spotlight in the U.S. State Department's annual International Religious Freedom Report. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says,
the report coming out in Secretary of State Antony Blinken's name said that in India, we see a concerning increase in anti-conversion laws, hate speech, demolitions of homes and places of worship for members of minority faith communities.
The State Department uses this report and recommendations from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom to designate countries of particular concern later in the year. CPC designations, in turn, can lead to economic sanctions. However, Podaiti doubts that India's bad religious freedom record will outweigh its economic benefits. Lift up Christians who are suffering for their faith in India and pray that the U.S. and other governments will continue to take notice of religious freedom issues. And artificial intelligence is being used more in deaf ministry. However, there are technical aspects that make it challenging. AI pulls material from many sources to generate new content. Rob Myers with DORA International tells us that online information is limited for many sign languages. This means more people are needed to proof the content. Even with this additional need, AI could aid Bible translation work in dangerous communities for Christians. For instance, rather than identifying a real person on a video, AI could generate an avatar. Myers says,
there's a project connected to Wycliffe called Chameleon that uses special cameras and does real-time avatar generation. So that's one way that this has been dealt with.
The potential uses are promising, yet AI in deaf ministry is still very new. Please pray that DORA would have wisdom in how best to use AI to further the gospel. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.